water was jumping over in it. So his water was jumping over in the thing. He didn't want me to move. I said, well, if ever I get across the Mississippi this time, I won't go back no more. And so when I got over, he said, what time you want me to come at you? I said, if I never call you, don't you come. So I caught the train and come across the river, Mississippi River.
Any other kinds of boats besides the skiff people use?
Well, yeah, they have other kind of boats, but grub boats, transfer, so on. Well, I call them ships.
Mm-hmm. What's a grub boat?
Grub boat is a boat that works on the river with. They have it out in the river and work on the river. Blow sand out.
Oh, I see.
That's all that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. Yeah.
What did you use to burn in lamps?
Well, you burn coal oil.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for that?
No, it used to didn't be a name. It would only be coal oil.
Mm-hmm.
If you were going to ask for it, you'd have to ask for a coal oil by name for anybody to know what kind of you was calling. It wouldn't say fuel, it say coal oil, you know. Yeah.
Did you ever see anyone make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some coal
make
oil?
A lamp? Oh, yeah. You take some coal oil, put it in a bottle, get your rag and screw it down in there tight. You turn your bottle up, shake it back and forth until your wick get wet. Then you take a match and stick to it and light it. Well, you got a good bottle light, see?
Uh-huh. You call that a bottle light?
Call that a bottle light, right.
Did you ever hear that called a flambeau?
What?
Flambeau.
Never heard of that.
Uh-huh. And if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother would bring in the clothes and tell him, here.
Here your clothes up. Okay. Put your clothes on.
And say, if a child was having to go to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might tell him, don't be scared, I, what, gonna hurt
he'd
you?
He'd be scared? How you say that now?
And the dentist would tell the child, there's no need to be scared, I, what, gonna
pull
hurt
your teeth.
I, what, gonna hurt you, I.
That's right, I ain't gonna hurt you, just be quiet and nice, I ain't gonna hurt you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right.
And say, if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? Mm-hmm. You'd say no.
I said no. It was either yeah or no.
Well, you say no. It what?
It was none of me.
It was
someone else.
Uh-huh. And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a.
How you say it now?
She'd take along a little piece of cloth to use as a...
Uh-huh. Well, and she wanted a dress just like that.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'd go pick out a dress, piece of cloth like that,
mm-hmm.
and sell her the dress, sell her many yards as she wanted.
Mm-hmm. Say, if you went into a store and they had a new kind of food, maybe a new kind of cheese, and they wanted you to try it,
uh-huh.
they'd offer you a free...
Uh-huh.
Free what?
I'd tell them, I said, well... Let me taste and see. So I had to bite it to find out.
And they give you a free
sample.
Uh-huh.
They gave me a free sample. So if I liked it, I said, well, it is all right. I'll buy a piece. If I didn't, I said, no, I don't like that.
Okay. And what might a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen?
Say, what she wear? A woman wear over a dress?
Uh-huh.
Apron?
Uh-huh.
Apron.
Okay. And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
Ink pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a...
Finger. Use your finger to hold a diaper in place. Then you would stick a pen in it.
Mm-hmm. And a dime is worth...
10 cents.
And if it was real cold before you went out, you'd put on your...
Overcoat.
Okay.